You're listening to One Bright Star's Life After Loss, a podcast that's focused on the lifelong journey of life after loss, with your hosts, Erica Fisher and Alicia Moore. One Bright Star's Life After Loss podcast is sponsored by the law firm of Burkholz and Associates. And now, One Bright Star's Life After Loss podcast.
Hello, and welcome to One Bright Star's Life After Loss podcast. I'm Erica Fisher, Executive Director with One Bright Star.
And Alicia Moore, Board Member of One Bright Star.
We also have Tracy Davies, a One Bright Star Board Member with us. Hi, Tracy.
Hi.
And Nicole Van Sickle. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Nicole's also a Board Member. Today, we're going to focus on Faith Lodge, and Faith Lodge is something that One Bright Star is also focusing on.
What we have this year is we are starting to do our grants, and that's something that everybody's really excited about.
Yes.
Is we are going to be able to give grants to families to attend Faith Lodge. And so to kind of give testimonial to the experience and what families might expect, we've invited Tracy and Nicole to come and share that with us, and you both have attended, correct?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. How did, has it been a few years since you've been there, Tracy?
Yeah, it's been about 6 years
since
I've been there.
How did you learn about Faith Lodge?
I didn't know about it because I don't know about it, I guess.
Yes.
But I was given the weekend as a gift from a few coworkers.
Oh, wonderful.
So they sent me all of the information and the pamphlet and stuff. So all I had to do was pick a weekend.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And how about you, Nicole? How did you learn about it?
I was doing some counseling with Mayo after we lost our son, Max, who was stillborn in 2019, and just working through some of my personal grief and really expressed my desire to dive into it a little bit more and also do some of that with my husband. And so the counselor I was working at with Mayo actually gave me the pamphlet of information, and we did some of our own research and then booked the weekend for ourselves.
That's great. It's great that we have now been able to connect.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so maybe we'll back up a little bit and give a recap of what Faith Lodge is. And Faith Lodge is a retreat or camp retreat more for families who have lost a child to death. And they really, they offer different varieties of camps specific to your grief. I'm just looking at the pamphlet right now, and they have, so Nicole, you attended one for stillborn, and Tracy, you attended for,
it was just children.
Children, just, yeah. Okay.
Yep. I think it's evolved a lot even since we went in 2020, yeah. How they break out the groups and really get you with couples or families or mm-hmm. moms that experienced a very similar type of loss. I know it's expanded to, I jotted a few down. It was like overdose, homicide, suicide, missing
right.
person, mm-hmm. medical complex loss. They include miscarriage now. It's just very specific, and I think it helps so much to really be with people who truly get what you're going through.
Right, that is really great that's what they're doing now, too, that they, like you said, have evolved, and then they have so many more people that are interested in going, too.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, they didn't have that. I don't think they had that. They had a few different ones, but I know that I went with, somebody that had lost a child to a medical condition, or my son was 19, so he was an adult child. I know they have that as well. Mm-hmm. And they have homicide and overdose, and they've got, like what you were saying. But mm-hmm. When I went, it was kind of a mixture, but it was still a really, really great
really
group
good.
Of people. Yep.
Okay.
Really good experience.
What is kind of the agenda like? What did you do when you arrived then? Are there a lot of families that are there?
I think we had four or five. Again, it's been like 6 years. So it was small. And then before you go, you can send pictures in or bring pictures. And they have like this nice little welcome table with, the pictures of the children there. And you just kind of relax as you get there. And they kind of go through some things and what you're going to do and things you can do. You don't have to do anything. You can sit in your mm-hmm. room if you want.
I was going to ask.
But yeah. They don't make you do anything. So.
Okay.
And the rooms yep. are all suites.
Yep.
Like ours had kind of a separate living area with
yep.
a fireplace and stuff. So if you get there and you say, I can't do this, or
it's
even you get to the
yeah.
day and you're like, this is just too much. If mm-hmm. you want to hunker down and journal, read a book, hike,
Yep.
Kayak.
Beautiful grounds.
You don't have to participate in anything, or you can participate in everything.
Yep.
Everything being yoga, massages, couples therapy, individuals therapy. Mm-hmm. They did a bunch of different crafts, like keepsake style crafts.
Yeah. The birdhouses.
The birdhouses, yep. We have ours at home. Wow,
that's really neat.
Did you do the rock painting?
And the rock painting, so they line the grounds with, like, oh, there's all these rocks. You paint rocks, and then you make two birdhouses because we have one at home, and then I think they hang
up in the grounds. And you leave the rocks there, too?
Yep.
Yeah, so as you're walking the grounds, you could put your child's name on it or painted a color they liked, like any detail that you wanted for your child.
Oh,
and then as you're wandering
neat.
The grounds, you just think, this is a great spot to leave Max's rock. And you set it there, and then the families who come after you can read his name. And it's really, really cool. Yep.
That sounds special. Really cool.
That is very special. Mm-hmm. Yes. Wow. How many days is this?
So three?
Ours was a three-night stay.
Yep, three nights. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But it went by really fast.
It did, but I think it was enough.
Yep.
Like, you don't want to get too... When I went, it was about 6 months after my son Nick passed away. So that was still pretty early.
Yes.
You know, I don't even know if I left the house much then.
Before
you know?
Then.
So this was kind of my first step in getting back out there and, you know, being a part of... I don't know, being social again and talking to people and acclimating.
Because it's a new you.
Yes.
It's like you're different.
Yes. So it was all kind of learning how to navigate through this. And
what better way to do it with people who have experienced
and they're
a
just
loss
so,
as well.
Yep, very good people and sympathetic and empathetic and
The first night we were there, we did a group discussion. Did you guys have that group meeting too where... They brought the therapist, led the discussion, and everyone kind of took turns sharing their story.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband was hesitant to go with me at first. He wasn't like, yay, let's go.
right,
but after talking about kind of what it meant to me and what I think we could get from it, he signed up for it. And that first night, you could tell a lot of the females drove the conversation and were the storytellers. But as soon as one of the husbands or spouses spoke up, then everybody was all in on conversation and just kind of shared, you know.
Yep, that is very true.
Part of the story.
Yeah. Because I know the men that were there, they all formed really great. I mean, I still, 6 years later, I'm still connected to these people.
Oh, I love that you've created, you made friends.
Yep.
Bond. A special bond.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and staying in touch with the families then?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And it's, you know, something you learn when you've been through it, that those special dates, the birthdays and the angelversaries and things like that, those are the people that remember and, you know, kind of send you a little message or honor something with you or, you know, watch that scary movie on this scary movie night or have that taco pie for supper.
Yes.
They all...
Yes.
You know,
they remember
to do that. Yep.
They remember with you and you remember with them.
Yep.
Exactly.
So, okay. Oh, that's great. That's great. What was like one of the most meaningful takeaways that you had from the retreat?
Well, like I was just saying, I think the friendship, because it was hardest for me to get back out in the world.
Right.
You know, I didn't know how to act. I didn't know how to be. I didn't know how I wanted to be, really.
Yes.
You know, and it just... I don't know, it was kind of that stepping stone for me to, you know, kind of get going and realize, you know, I've got this and I've got, you know, that I can lean on. And
that's great.
So it was, I think it was the friendships and the bonds and then the help I got to.
And the support.
Yes.
Okay.
Get through it.
Okay. And I know, how about you, Nicole? Is there maybe the same thing or?
Yes, I agree with Tracy. Also, it just kind of felt almost like this alternate universe you were in where talking about your child and what happened wasn't taboo. Like everybody walked up to us after the fact, you know, they saw Max's picture on the table and we introduced his story into conversation. And then throughout the weekend, they would ask about Max, can you tell me about this or that?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in everyday life, we're a year beyond his passing and I was thinking about him every day, but people weren't walking up to me and being like, tell me about Max.
Right.
You know, they ask about your living children. And it was just this really cool opportunity to really immerse yourself for 3 days into, like, what was weighing on your heart.
Right.
So
it was a safe place.
Exactly.
It was very safe. Yep. And
I remember when I went, depending on when you go, they kind of have, like, outside events, too, that you could attend. And I think they had, like, a, I don't know, some sort of get-together barbecue type thing outside, bonfire, dance. And it was the first time I had danced since Nick passed away. And I bawled, but I was dancing.
But you were
dancing. Happy. It was like a happy, I'm like, because you get these feelings like, I'm not supposed to laugh. I'm not supposed to have fun. If I'm if I do that, I'm not grieving
anymore.
I'm not honoring my child.
Sad.
Yep, yep. So it was a safe place to,
to do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And nobody looked at you weird.
You know?
That's just it. Everyone is in the same situation. You are all walking that journey.
Yeah.
Together. And so what a neat place. Are they, is it staffed then all weekend with, like you mentioned, a therapist, and then do they have people that do meals? How does all that go?
Yep, meals and massages, very well staffed.
Wow.
I think, you know, I don't know their backgrounds, but I know one of the ladies that worked there, she had lost a couple children too. So yes, they're very well staffed. And
we had a host family the weekend we went, and so they prepped the meals and were always kind of around, whether it was in the library or out on the deck. If you wanted to approach them and talk to them about their loss, they were further along in their grief journey, you know, maybe 5 or 6 years removed from it. So they were a great resource too if you wanted to talk to them.
Yes. Oh, nice.
But it was so quiet. You know, like you could leave your room and it wasn't hustle and bustle and busy. It was just so quiet and relaxed and
very
and cozy.
Comfortable and beautiful. It's a beautiful lodge.
It's right
on the pamphlet.
The lake.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like your own private lake.
Yes.
You know, you could take the canoe out and
Okay.
We went hiking on the trails and they sent us with bear spray. Which
Oh, my.
Yes,
I didn't get bear spray.
We didn't have to use it, but it was there.
Yeah.
Bear spray.
Yeah. You're in north central Wisconsin.
How far of a drive is it from Mankato?
I don't remember. Was it like 3 hours?
I was going to say, round three.
I don't know.
Okay,
that's not bad.
It didn't seem like it was bad, long.
Yeah. Right.
And they do prep all your meals. You had asked about that. You know, a lot of it's homemade. And then one night we were free to go into town, which was Danbury, I believe, or one of the other small towns around there, and explore a little bit on your own. Otherwise, they prepped really good, like lunches and dinners and breakfasts and snacks were always available. Great.
That would be important to me. Yeah. What to eat.
Yep.
Are you able to attend again?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. It just costs a little more, I believe.
A little bit more? Okay.
Each day. And I know we've talked about going as a family when the kids are a little bit older, because they have moms-only weekends, they have couples weekends, and then they have family
siblings
weekends.
And family,
Yeah, and I think somewhere down the line that might be a good fit for our family.
That would be good for you and Kira to go.
Yes, that really would. Have either of you thought, when you said that there was a family, was a host family, have either of you ever thought about maybe doing that?
Well, I don't remember that, but now that Nicole said that, I was like, that might be something.
That would be really neat.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Therapeutic for you as well. I've heard people say that you know, when someone loses a child, and that so many people don't know what to say or do, but sometimes just reaching out, knowing that you are walking, you've walked those
that
footsteps.
You really can hold their hand with them.
Right. What would be one thing that you would tell a family that was considering going?
Go. That's good. Go. Just go. There's not one thing I regret about going, or one thing that, I mean, again, it's been 6 years and sometimes things are foggy, but I mean, it was probably one of the best things I think I ever could have done for myself.
I remember when you said that at a board meeting,
right.
And I thought that was so cool. Mm-hmm. And I remember when it was brought up, and then Nicole, when you were on the board and somehow it came up again, and then you said you went. And you had a great experience, too.
Yes.
Yes.
It was an integral part of my grieving and healing process. You get so wrapped up in everyday life, and life still happens. Work happens.
Yes.
Family happens. You keep moving forward, but, like, so much of you is, like, stuck.
Right.
And so I think it was really important for me just to stop for those 3 days and be present and journal and think things through and feel everything. I think it put me light years ahead as opposed to never having gone. You know,
right.
And just
that's
that
huge, Nicole. That's
day
huge.
After day.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
Now I feel like I need to go online and go pick a date and go and go again.
No, that's
time to go again.
It's so special. Like, it's really hard to articulate, like, how peaceful, moving. I don't know. It's amazing.
And both of you, I like that you were gone. You went like within 6 months of Nick passing, and then you said you went about a year after Max had passed. And so, and both of you got so much out of it. Neither of you are saying, "I wish I would have went here. I wish I would have went. I wish I would have waited." You both are just saying, "If you have an opportunity to go, do take that opportunity." And so that's what we're really hoping. We have our celebration of life coming up here, and hopefully we can talk a little bit more about this and the fact that we've been able to partner now with Face Lodge.
And we are sending our first family. We have our first family signed up to go, which I'm super excited about. I think it'll be really, really, really good for them.
That's great. And Erica, how do families find out more about Face Lodge?
They can reach out to me directly at director@onebrightstar.org or find one of our board members. They're listed on our website at director@onebrightstar.org.
We have a pamphlet here, too.
Yes, we do have a pamphlet. Okay. And I can send them information on it as well.
And then just to get an idea about Face Lodge, they have a facelodge.org that you could check out online as well. And then you, both of you gals, would be open if we ever had a family that reached out and was had some more direct questions about the retreat.
Absolutely.
You would be willing to visit with them. Great.
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
One more thing I did want to mention, too. The name Faith's Lodge does not mean it's a faith-based retreat. It was named Faith's Lodge after the founding family's stillborn daughter. Oh. So if that is something where they maybe, you know.
Right.
That's a really good clarification.
I was going to ask that if it was faith-based.
No, I mean, we talked about, you know, to some degree,
faith,
people
brought
it up in various conversation, but that's not the basis of the retreat at all.
And I'm glad you clarified that. And the other thing I liked is that both of you said if they were doing something and you didn't feel like you wanted to take part in it, some people may be reluctant, you know, when you said there were therapists and counselors there and they're thinking, oh, I, you know, don't want to have anything to do with this. I maybe just want to connect with another family or something. Then the fact that you have the freedom to participate or just to step back is really good, too. It's not like you're signed up for this agenda and you need to attend all of these events.
Right.
So.
And after that first night, I think all of the conversation was really free-flowing and organic. You know, you'd sit out on the deck to eat your lunch and there would be another couple next to you and you'd just start chatting.
Everybody got along so well. And
us
just,
too.
It was so comfortable.
Yes.
That's great.
Yep.
Comfortable. That's
very comfortable.
That's what all of the families need at that time. They need something, some place where it's comfortable and where they're
safe.
In good company and safe.
Yes. No pressure. No.
Yeah. Right. That's
someone,
great.
I like the fact that you went somewhere, a safe place to hold space with somebody. And we've talked a lot about that in our previous episodes about holding a safe place. So.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Tracy and Nicole, for sharing
your
stories
Absolutely.
Of Faith's Lodge. We hope that we have some other people interested. If you are interested, just reach out to us. All right. Until next time, thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to One Bright Star's Life After Loss podcast. Life After Loss is a copyrighted production of One Bright Star. One Bright Star's Life After Loss podcast is sponsored by the law firm of Burkholz & Associates. For more information on the lifelong journey after losing a loved one, please visit our website at onebrightstar.org.